Hi, I'm Steve McCabe, and I'm here this week with a special edition of Crave, the podcast that's usually about music, film, entertainment, and anything else that's been entertaining me and Simon Mercer lately. But what's been entertaining me and Simon especially lately has been Bruce Springsteen. You'll have seen massive extra coverage of this rather remarkable show on our website, cravepodcast.com. And today we're bringing you a special extra bonus edition of Crave, featuring a couple of interviews that Simon carried out with members of the audience at the Mount Smart Stadium show on Saturday the 28th, and also Simon and I discussing what we made of the concert directly after the event. So first of all, we'd like to start with Simon having a chat with the quite wonderfully named Daisy Contractor, who came all the way from India just to see Bruce.
Are you recording? Yes, we are.
So we're in the waiting for Bruce Springsteen in Auckland this time, and I've just met Daisy, who's also come a long way to see Bruce. Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
You might know that I met some people from Luxembourg in Christchurch, but this time, tell us where you've come from.
From Ahmedabad in India. It's a city of just 5.5 million people. Nobody's heard of it here. And nobody's heard of Bruce Springsteen in India, so...
But you have.
Yeah.
How did you come to hear about him, and why would you come all the way to New Zealand?
I've come here to Auckland, and I also saw him in Christchurch specifically to listen to the show. And I like Springsteen, and I have listened to him since 1984. And obviously I'm a fan, and I love his music, and I managed to get here this time.
How much of an expedition was it to get to New Zealand from your country?
36 hours traveling, a lot of money. And I've managed to see New Zealand as well. And I've managed to... I was in Zurich as well, so I managed to visit Switzerland thanks to Springsteen as well.
Fantastic.
And I've also seen him in Paris. That was my first show, but 9 years ago.
You better explain a little bit more about the appeal, because I mean, I imagine there are a lot of singers and musicians you like, but to go to all this trouble, what is it about this guy that would so appeal to you?
What he says makes sense, number one. And even though he lives in a different country with a very different culture, it clicks and it makes sense. And a lot of what he says makes sense to me. And I agree. And I've gone through stuff that he sings about, which I find pretty amazing.
What sort of thing? I mean, a lot of his songs are about hardship and hard times, aren't they?
Yes, and about relationships with people, say, like with your parents, with your loved ones, with family, and how hard it can be sometimes to get through life. And it helps to know that you're not the only one going through it.
That's an important consideration, isn't it?
Yeah, and the music's brilliant. And my career now is music, because I teach the guitar and the keyboard. So it's kind of inspired by the fact that I can't play very well myself, but I can teach. And I am happy that I have a career that is also my hobby.
Fantastic. Just one other thing. I know you're going to have a sign that you'll pull up, along with lots of other people. But what's your sign going to say?
My sign says... 8,000 miles to dance with you from India, and so I'm hoping he pulls me up. That's been kind of my dream since I saw him do it on the Dancing in the Dark video as a teenager. So let's see, maybe 30 years down the line he will pull me up.
I really hope he does.
Thank you.
Thank you for talking to us.
Thanks, Simon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Daisy wasn't the only Springsteen fan who travelled a long way to be there.
I'm just using my phone.
You okay?
So, Tom, thanks for talking to Crave. So tell me, first of all, where are you from?
I'm from Seattle, Washington, in the States.
That's a long way to come. Why would you travel all that distance?
My wife brought me here as a surprise for my 60th birthday party.
How long have you been a fan for?
Started listening to him in 74 and went to my first show in 76.
And what is it about him that has meant you have been a fan for all these many years?
He connected to me. The music of the street growing up. I grew up in New York in a very urban environment, and when he sings 10th Avenue Freeze Out, I know 10th Avenue well. So it really catches home. And now as he's gone on and matured and gotten older, he just, to me, is the great American songwriter.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to say that he, there's the line he uses, and he chants the gap between America's promise and what it delivers.
Yeah, we have a big gap between what's promised and delivered. And it's true today as it was in the 70s. That gap they talk about in the States now isn't new. It was there back in the 70s. It's gotten worse, but it's not new.
Well, you've got a T-shirt that says Icky Trump on
yes.
it.
Icky Trump, yeah. Bought this during the election when I first indication that the man might somehow slip into the White House, and I am shattered. I'm embarrassed. I'm angry, and can't wait till he's out. It's scary, and it's scary for the world, not just for us in the States.
Don't want to turn this into a political interview. One more thing.
Sure.
Is there a song that you'd really like to hear him play tonight that you...
She's the One.
For your wife.
She's the one for my wife, who flew me here for my birthday.
Fantastic. Thanks for talking to me.
You're
Thank
welcome,
you.
Simon. Cheers.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
And at the end of the show, Simon and I shared a few thoughts together.
Well, I'm a little out of breath. My voice is a little hoarse. And that's because I've been singing and shouting for 3 hours or so. We've just watched Bruce Springsteen in Auckland for the Only Auckland show. And Steve McCabe, this is your first ever live full show for Springsteen, is that right?
It's the first time I've ever seen him. Now, I know you are an experienced, you're a hardcore Bruce fan. I was a virgin tonight. And this was my first time. And they say, you know, you never forget your first. And I have to be honest, I'm not going to forget that one in a hurry.
Yeah, good. I'm in a different position than you. I've been a fan of his since I was 18 years old, and this is the eighth show I've seen. I thought this was a very good show. I saw Christchurch as well earlier in the week, and they both were great. I think I enjoyed this one just a little bit more. I think because I know all the big songs really well. I take a lot of interest in the other songs, you know, from some of the ones that you might not be so well known. So tonight we heard songs like Candy's Room from Darkness on the Edge of Town. We heard
such a good concert.
It was great. Nice to see you. Okay, we heard Johnny 99 from Nebraska, 41 Shots, the song he wrote about the young black New Yorker shot by police at his doorway. So it's not necessarily some of the big commercial songs, but I think for some of the hardcore fans, they really enjoy the way he dips into his back catalogue, and I really enjoyed those a lot.
Yeah, well, as I said, I'm a first timer tonight. I'm also not the hardcore fan that you are. I'm more of a fair weather fan, really, to be honest. So when he came on and he opened with three or four songs from Born in the USA.
Yes.
You know, these are songs from my youth.
Yeah.
And I haven't listened to Darlington County, and I can't remember how long. But as soon as he started playing that, I'm thinking, yes, I'm going to enjoy this.
Yes.
And it was fantastic. And then, to be honest, maybe about 45 minutes to an hour in. Remember, this was a 3-hour show.
Yeah.
So it's a short. Yeah, you know, by Bruce standards, it was a short show. It was only 3 hours, but about 45 minutes in, and we're getting into, as you say, the fan favourites,
yes.
Maybe, but not the more obvious hits.
No.
And he started to lose me very, very slightly.
Oh well, that's fair enough. As you say, it depends how familiar you are with the material. What did you think? Because I've seen the band a lot. What did you think of the band and the whole, that sort of the energy of the band, the performance overall, his energy? You've heard about him for a long time. He's 67.
Mostly from you.
He's 67 years old.
Yes.
I thought he still has an amazing energy and enthusiasm.
I would kill to look half that good, even at my age, let alone his. Yeah, he's fantastic, very energetic, very, very passionate performer. His voice is aging, it's maturing. I don't think it's fading. It's definitely, I mean, it's grizzled and it's harsh
yes.
in a way that befits a 67-year-old bloke. His backing band are as tight as I don't know what.
Some of the little gestures he gave to Max Weinberg on the drums to just
stopping at a second's breath or half a second. It was he was pulling him like on a string, wasn't he? It was amazing. And you had a particular liking for the antics, if that's the right word, for Steve Van Zandt.
Oh, the man's a complete tart, isn't he? he was clearly having a good time. I mean, we know he's a performer, we know he's an actor, and he likes being on on stage, obviously.
Yes.
And he comes and goes between. I mean, when he was doing the shoots during Shouts, he managed to look completely bored and disinterested.
He did.
And yet, when he was front and centre, you could tell he was having an absolute screen. He was enjoying it at least as much as we were. And Bruce himself was clearly having a fantastic time.
I think so.
That's one of the things I was most struck with, is he obviously enjoys doing this. He wouldn't play a 3-hour show just for the money, because he could get away with playing half of that and still get his payday.
I think, especially when we were both pretty close, I was a little bit closer than you, you can see him almost occasionally seeking people out in the audience, looking for a bit of feedback.
Yeah.
It's almost like he gets energy from the people who are enjoying it, and that feeds into his own energy. It's like a loop.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really, really impressive. That commitment is still amazing to see.
But that was one thing that struck me, actually. I was kind of surprised that, from what you told me before now, I was expecting a lot more interaction with the audience, a lot more banter, if you will.
Yeah.
And other than, it was fantastic to hear him giving a shout out to the Auckland City Mission.
Yes.
But even that, you could tell he was reading that off a cue card. It was very definitely scripted. And other than that, there was very, very little. He gave a quick spiel about the significance of My City in Ruins, but didn't even call out, as he said, Christchurch.
Yes.
Specifically, very, very little actual conversation. In fact, he reminded me of the time I saw the Ramones.
Okay.
Where every end of every song, 1, 2, 3, four, and into the next.
That's it's interesting you say that, Steve, because I think that his show has evolved over the years. He was a big talker.
Okay.
Early on in his career, like, he would spin Shaggy Dog stories. He was known for it.
And I expected that. That was kind of the sense I had of it.
Yeah, but actually, probably for 20 years, it shows how long he's been around, that's been slowly, slowly pared back.
Oh, okay.
And I think in more recent tours, he's really just got on with it.
Right.
He just, I'm given here to give you the music. And there's precious little banter. Yeah, I think I would have liked to have a bit more.
Yeah.
Because he's pretty good when he's thinking on his feet like that.
I'm sure he would be. Yeah, you get that sense from
him. But anyway, that's, it's a fair point. But look, he's still, got a huge energy. He seems, as you say, have a passion for it. And we had, I don't know how many people were here tonight, but it was a pretty full crowd.
It was. We're at Mount Smart Stadium. So probably we're talking 50-ish, I believe.
I would say 50-ish, yeah.
And there wasn't many empty spaces.
No. And so I think we've had a pretty good night.
Absolutely. One thing I would say is I think he's a very brave and very confident performer.
We were talking about this in a little area that I was in. We were commenting, it's like, at this point in his career, he's got nothing he has to prove to anybody.
No, he could retire very happily.
Yes, so, exactly. So, what the hell? I'm here to enjoy myself, is kind of your sense you get of it. And I hope you do too. It's quite a generous performance.
And getting half a dozen, I mean, obviously pretty girls, but half a dozen members of the public up on stage because he liked the look of their banners.
Yes.
That's a brave move.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't know what they're going to do.
No.
But he's willing to take that chance. I was impressed with that.
And it's a very knowledgeable crowd. He held up a banner of a name that wasn't a band member. There was someone called Kevin or Steve or somebody.
No, I saw Kevin.
That was the guitar technician.
Oh, you're kidding me?
No, so that person in the audience knew the band well enough to know the name of the guitar technician.
Okay, I thought you were a dedicated fan.
I'm hailing into insignificance.
Even you. Even you. Wow. So, yes, I think overall, then, we're saying hell of a good night out.
A very good night out. And people came from far and wide, Steve. I met a woman, we'll put an interview on our website later, who flew from India to see him.
Wow.
Now, holy moly. I don't know what to say about that, except that's commitment and then some.
I came from Pukekohe. Well.
All right. Anyway, I'm really glad you enjoyed it, and you've broken your virginity. Is that the right expression?
Well yes. Yes. Bruce is now in me. And I'm glad he is.
Likewise. It's a death trap.